Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Morning to you at 7:10 here on Palmetto Mornings, 32 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, the app, and online.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2 and social media.
If you're looking for a unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day weekend, you can do it this way and help others. It's called Cupid's Cocktails and Crafts to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We have Mike Martosha joining us. He is a York County resident. He hails from the great town of Fort Mill.
Absolutely.
Mike, we'll get to the details of this event here in a second because it starts today and it goes through Sunday. This benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and we know you have your hands in all kind of different community events.
Right.
What's so special about the cystic fibrosis to you?
Yeah, you know, it started about really 5+ years ago. My son met his now wife, Sarah, and she had CF from birth. They got married. They really started getting active in the cause, right? Because it's one of those causes that doesn't get as much attention as cancer does, right? Or the funding worldwide that does. So then my wife and I decided let's get involved with Cystic Fibrosis Foundation out of the Carolinas, which covers the South Carolina area as well. And so we started getting involved in the Extreme Hike to Cure CF. That's a 30-mile hike all in one day. Start out on the trails about 3:30 or 4 in the morning with the headlamps on. Head up the mountain, do 30 miles, get done around 6:30 or so. You know, some people get done quicker, right? So it's a full day event, right? But 70 hikers do this. Typically, it's in the North Carolina mountains. We had to pivot this year because of Helene, obviously. But so that mission generates $365,000 twice a year, spring and fall. So as a part of that mission to create more funding for cystic fibrosis, for a cure to it. So my son actually has joined us on the hike this year, and the rest of our team, which is the Changing Altitudes team, a lot of us in York County. And so as a part of that event, we're missioned to generate $20,000 to $25,000 per team to feed into that $365K, right, twice a year. So last year we created what we thought was just, okay, a quick way to generate some benefit funds for this. And we had 16 restaurants and bars in York County and some in Charlotte and Ballantyne and Waxhaw that also said, hey, we'll donate a dollar from craft beers, glasses of wine, cocktails, specialty drinks. So it went well last year, right? And so back in December, we said, you know, let's test this again. This year, we have 26 restaurants and bars and breweries, and 19 of those are in York County. So this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, head out to any of these places because they are going to donate truly a dollar from cocktail, specialty drinks, craft beers, and glasses of wine. And all the proceeds, 100% of them, go to our team in the Extreme Hike, which then feeds into the CF Foundation.
And you also have a location that if you're not a big drinker or if you want more of a family experience, you can take your family to go.
Right, exactly. So you got your restaurants and breweries, right? But we also have that one-off, right? So Witt's Frozen Custard out of Fort Mill, so the Fort Mill location, has a tie to CF. And he wanted to be a part of this, so he's going to donate a dollar tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday from Milkshakes and Witzer's, right? Which is their, I think it's their version of a blizzard, right? So very, very cool. We've got a little nuance there, right, with the event and the benefit. You know, and some of the breweries and bars that are involved, I mean, CCB, Bistro and Vine here in town, right? Lake Wiley Brewing, let's see, Pump House Restaurant, also in York County. There's a more Artiste Brewing in downtown Fort Mill, also downtown just next door to them, actually Improper Pig. Hobos, both in Fort Mill and Rock Hill. Let's see who else we have around the area here. We've also got Mario's here in town, Fratelli in Fort Mill. In Clover, we've got Clover Harvest, if you haven't been there. Man, it's a cool place, very boutique kind of restaurant. They're a part of this for the first time. Town Tavern. So if you depend on where you live in York County, they have four locations, right? So Town Tavern, all four locations are part of this too. They're under new ownership. Sam is very interested in being a part of this initiative too.
I'm very impressed that you have all of that memorized. That's pretty good.
Actually, you're right. It's you know, because we've had to do a lot of marketing on this,
and good
so
job.
Between social media, some of the other things we've done the last couple of weeks to promote this, I think Valentine's Day goes as the weather goes, right? A lot of these places have outdoor seating too, like the breweries. So hopefully, you'll head out there. If not for dinner, head out for a drink, right? For a great cause.
Well, and I love that it's also the entire weekend. It's not just today, Valentine's Day, but you can wait for the crowd to die down a little bit and maybe go out on Sunday afternoon.
I heard you guys say earlier you were going to be doing some other things tonight, right? Maybe not heading out to dinner or whatever,
right.
But you got two more other days, right, to head out there too. So
this might inspire us to do just that. Mike, when you go to these places, there's obviously do you need to tell these individuals, like, hey, we're here to support cystic fibrosis, and they'll take it from there?
So a little bit of – you could ask them, which if you don't see a promotion internally there, like a tabletop or something like that that says these drinks have the donation going to the CF Foundation, you might ask them. Some places are doing the tabletops. I know the Town Tavern is doing that. Hobo's is doing that. Some places, because there are 26 of them, may not be putting the signage out there. You might ask about that because they do have just certain ones that are going to the cause. And I think if we haven't mentioned it, our Facebook page, right? It's an event out there, right? It's Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Waxhaw, York, Clover, Cupid's Cocktails and Crafts to benefit CF.
And Mike, explain to our audience how your daughter-in-law is doing now with living with cystic fibrosis, because Ashley and I know someone who also is living with it. And she has good days and bad days. And you were telling us before the microphones turned on, advancement in medicine, probably through fundraisers, raise a lot of money. Funding is a big part of these trials, that the quality of life for those living with cystic fibrosis looks much different today than it did 5-10 years ago. Even.
Spot on, Lucas. It's it's inspiring to see what medicine is doing for CF, much like what cancers, picked up with research over the years and advancements in tech. So CF, same thing. My daughter-in-law is out there with my son and us on hikes. They're doing all kinds of other activities that – let's just put it this way. Let's say 5 to 10 years ago probably was not the case as much, right? There was a lot of stuff people could do. But now with Trikafka, there's so much advancement with that, that those with CF have a different lifestyle these days. And the life expectancy is almost doubled, right, than what it was before. So, yes, a very active cause that continues to gain ground nationwide.
Well, what a great family of welcoming her into your family. And, of course, what we know about you off the mic, it fits right in with just, a loving group of folks. And, she's part of your family and you want to learn more about it. And what a great way to rally behind her and just continue to support her, your daughter-in-law, as well as others living with cystic fibrosis. And again, more money raised, more trials and research that can go to continue to improve the quality of life for those living with this, for sure. Wow. Well, get out this weekend. Check out Cupid's Cocktails and Crafts. You can find the event information on Facebook if we went a little too fast for you. It's this whole weekend. It's today, the 14th through the 16th. And again, all of these restaurants, bars, breweries, and Witt's Frozen Custard, they're all in the fight. And really just rolling up their sleeves and being good community neighbors, which is what we ask for. So, Mike, that's fantastic. Well, great catching up with you, my man.
Yeah.
Have a great Valentine's Day weekend.
Happy Valentine's.
Good luck with the weekend.
Thanks.